Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Listen Now button.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Who are you? What are you doing in the studio? Who are you?
I didn't think you'd let me back in here.
Oh my God, it's Friday. This is Casual Friday. Holy mackerel.
Yay.
We haven't done a Casual Friday in a while.
It seems like forever.
I know. But anyway, we are here and we are in gear and ready to deliver fear. What else rhymes with all these words? Anyway, so please place your ear against the speaker and, okay, I'll stop. We have lots of great things to talk about, but the first thing we have to talk about is the fact that last week we were off the air because we went to the Arnold Classic.
That was fun.
Yes. And as the show introduction states, that there are never any, what's the word I say in the beginning of the show, it says that we never make any excuses, and I didn't make any excuses because I had broken toes on both feet, yet I did go to the Arnold and walk around, for the entire weekend, did I not?
Yes, you did.
Yes, okay.
You were a real trooper.
Yeah, absolutely. But we had a lot of fun. We saw a lot of people. We'll give some shout outs here in a little while. What was the most exciting thing about the Arnold for you?
Well, I always enjoy seeing like the Quest people and, Sean Madeer from GLC or Jay from Power Blocks, just, you know, people that we know through our advertising.
Yeah. And we see them once a year at the Arnold.
I always enjoy that. And, I always enjoy seeing Arnold.
And this year we got really close, closer than ever before because we went to the International, Sports Hall of Fame induction meeting,
and
where they
really
inducted
enjoyed
four
that.
People. Yeah, I did.
What was the guy's name, the Italian guy that
Bruno San Martino.
And what kind of athlete was he?
He was a wrestler. He was a wrestler. And he had some, we talked about him earlier in the week with Rob Regish because Rob is a big fan of wrestling and so he knew who Bruno was. But Bruno has some amazing distinctions in wrestling back when I was a kid. So we're talking about the 60s, late 60s, into the early 70s. Bruno Sammartino had the distinction of selling out Madison Square Garden
as a wrestler
124 times.
Wow.
I mean, selling it, I mean, capacity crowd, no tickets available, every ticket sold 124 times.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and the Italians loved him. I mean, he was like he was our Popeye. I told this story on Tuesday. I hated eating broccoli Robbie because it was so bitter. And my father would say to me, how do you expect to get strong like Bruno Sammartino if you won't eat your broccoli Robbie? When other kids were watching Popeye and eating spinach because Popeye told them to, Italian kids were eating their foods that their parents told them to because they wanted to be strong like Bruno Sammartino. So he was our living Popeye.
Well, it worked. You're strong.
Yeah, and he was too. You heard the stories about him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lifting guys 400 pounds over his head.
That's amazing.
In a pressing position.
And wasn't there another distinction that this was, it had been 40 years since Arnold and two of the other people on stage had been together?
Little did I know that Arnold, Franco Colombo, and Bruno Sammartino were all very, very close and trained together for years. And here was the linkage. You know, Arnold came from Austria. Bruno came from Midwestern Italy. And Franco came from Sardinia, which is an island off the coast of Italy. So these three guys ended up in the United States as strength athletes of one way or another at the same time, and they were all friends. They trained together. I never knew that.
It was also interesting because Shannon Yorton, one of the founders of Quest,
right?
Arnold came in and he hugged her and
gave her a big kiss.
And they stood there and talked for a long time.
They talked about, yeah, Arnold talked, apparently, I asked Ron, Ron from Quest, and he said apparently Arnold remembered her mother because when he came to the United States, you know, Chet Yorton was one of the people that helped Arnold come here.
Oh, okay.
Shannon's dad. And so Arnold always remembered the kindness. You know, they fed him. You know, he stayed there for dinner, and I think he even stayed with them for a while. So, you know, he remembered that. And Shannon wasn't born yet, but when she realized, you know, when he knows who she is. And apparently I even think they had seen him someplace else. I'm kind of trying to piece the whole conversation together. But when he saw her at the media event, I mean, he focused on her. And
it was really fun to watch.
Yeah, because, you know, and that's what I said about the Arnold last week when we talked about the Arnold. The Arnold sports extravaganza, which is so much more than bodybuilding, is an opportunity for Arnold to reconnect with his roots. And he becomes that. I mean, okay, he's got a lot of people around him, handlers, bodyguards and stuff, because he is a former governor. He is a movie superstar. And so there are always going to be bodyguards around a guy like him. But there's no other venue that you can get as close and upfront and personal with Arnold that you can there, because he comes back to his roots there. This is where he started.
We also saw him backstage when we went backstage during the
amateur bodybuilding event, the NPC amateur event.
Right, and that's when they were having, I guess, the pose down.
Yes.
And we were backstage when they were getting ready to go on stage, and Arnold was back there.
Yeah, we were standing literally a foot and a half away from him.
He was presenting the trophy,
right.
Arnold was. Right. And that was exciting. It was exciting being able to go backstage, actually.
The only thing I would say is this. Whoever helps Arnold, fix the back of his hair.
He looks like he's...
He just woke up.
Yeah,
he looks like he just
it was
woke
like
up.
That last year, too.
I know.
It was
fix the back
disarray.
Of his hair. Just, like, push it down, put a little pomade on it, flatten it out a little bit. Because the guy is still good-looking. You know, he still has that magnetism, that charisma, that charm.
Mm-hmm.
But the back of his head looks
his
like
hair.
He just woke up.
I also wanted to give a shout-out to Thomas Bilyeu from Quest.
Yes.
Because we went there on Sunday. We were getting ready to drive home, and I wanted a cookie dough Quest bar,
right?
And they didn't have any more. And he went and gave me his personal
stash.
One from his personal stash.
Yeah, that he was going to have to now do without on the trip home to California.
Yeah,
that was very nice.
That was very nice. Yes.
So thank you, Tom Bilyeu. Okay, so what else was exciting about the Arnold? We ran into some people that we know.
We did.
Kyle Amick, who's been a huge fan of the show for a long time, and an NPC competitor. He sent me a picture recently. I didn't realize this. Kyle has an amazing physique, but he reminded me of what he looked like back in March. What he looked like back in, let's see here.
Hello?
He was 260 pounds, 8.5 weeks out from the NPC Pittsburgh. And this was a year or two ago, I believe. The guy looked amazing, but he looked good when we saw him again.
Well, he put a picture up on Facebook of all of the food that he packed in preparation to go to the Arnold for the weekend. It was amazing, the preparation that he must have had 100 Tupperware containers.
Yeah. And that's the kind of dedication it takes to do what you have to do.
I know.
You know, so.
And then we actually got to sit down with Scott Jerzyk and Christina Jerzyk and visit with them. That was nice.
Yeah. Long time listeners of the show. And we had nice conversations with them. We also ran into a fella. We were walking. Somebody looked at my name tag and said to me, I listen to your show all the time. I said, what's your name? He said, Dave Smith. I said, we'll give you a shout out on next Casual Friday. He goes, sweet. You know, that was it.
Right. And then when we were leaving the stage from the bodybuilding show, we ran into Keith Allen, and he was getting ready to do something with the Strongman show.
Right, because he has his own, he had a media pass too, because he has his own website or something like that where he promotes bodybuilding. And he said, you know, I'd love to chat with you. I'd love to do a little bit of an interview with you. And I said, well, we can set that up. That's great. So we ran into Keith Allen as well. And there were a lot of other people we saw, but we didn't have a chance to stop and talk to, because as usual on Saturday, the crowd was just so thick that we could not even get into the exhibit hall. It was ridiculous. In fact, someone told me that this was historically the largest turnout for the Arnold event.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it, because
it was crazy.
Hotel room was taken. The throngs of people on the street, the restaurants were packed. The exhibit hall was packed. Everything was packed. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of fun. We actually have to take our first commercial break. Perfect timing.
Okay.
So why don't we do this? We'll take a break and then we'll come back and we'll start. Are we going to start off with nutritional idiocies? You have anything in particular you want to start with?
I have so much to talk about because it's been 3 weeks since I've been on the air. So,
yeah.
I mean, I want to talk about diabetes today. I don't know.
Yes. Okay. And let's talk about a conversation that you had with a friend recently that kind of stirred you up again. How
okay.
about that?
Sounds good.
You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio, where I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrian C. Altrian C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrian delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrianC.com. That's AltrianC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltriantC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrian C. 21st century vitamin C.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The power patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the power patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power patch.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Whey Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5 pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only 3 ingredients, grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Whey Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
I just want to talk about diabetes for a little while. So,
the truth is you can't talk often enough about it because it is such a big problem in this country that's completely avoidable. And it's part of the whole, the term that Adele uses, diabesity, you know, but mm-hmm. You can't talk about diabetes without talking about obesity and vice versa.
Well, and it's just not obesity.
Right.
I read an article this morning and I don't recall who the author was, but he said in his article, diabetes is not about fatness, it's about fitness.
I like that.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's about fitness because So, I mean, it's the whole skinny fat thing too. Right. People don't get it that people who are appear to be thin on the outside can be fat on the inside and have the same markers.
Right. Well, let's start here, and then we'll talk about then we'll go into that. That you found something that was really shocking to me. We've talked about, you know, how the American government is supposed to be trying to save American people's tax dollars, and what steps they're taking to whittle down the national deficit. And you found out that diabetes has a direct cost of what?
According to the USA Today, the growing toll of diabetes cost the nation in 2012 $245 billion. And now that's compared to in 2007, it was $174 billion, which is an increase of 41%.
Now let's talk about something else. It's not because the individual care for a diabetic costs more. It's because the sheer number of diabetics is increasing.
Overall, we're not seeing that each person with diabetes is costing us more. They're seeing more people
becoming diabetic. Okay, so.
And that includes children.
Yes.
There's a huge influx
and
of
that
child.
And that includes women that fit into a size 3 dress or guys who fit into a size 36 pants. This is the thing that people just don't get. So I'm not going to steal your thunder.
No, it's okay.
You had lunch with
Let me just read this. This is from Women's Health Magazine. And this is just an excerpt from the article that I was reading. And it says, skinny fat and stressed out. Molecular imaging expert Jimmy Bell, who is a doctor, studies a condition he calls thin from the outside, fat on the inside, TOFI. Nearly undetectable from a person's appearance, TOFI happens when fat that would normally build up under your skin, it gets onto your abdominal organs instead.
Right, so it's visceral fat.
This visceral fat is way worse than any muffin top. It can cause inflammatory substances to affect your liver and pancreas and lower your insulin sensitivity, putting you at risk for type 2.
Right.
For T2.
T2. That's the new thing. You got to call, because that's when people.
T2?
Yeah, because now the majority of the population that has diabetes, when they see each other in public, they have like a secret handshake and they go, T2, me too, you too, T2.
While thin on the outside, fat on the inside, you might look slim, but your insides are behaving as if you're obese. Okay, just a little bit more here. Neglecting exercise and regulating weight through food choices alone, a behavior plenty of young women in our diet-obsessed, desk-strapped culture are prone to. Turns out breaking a sweat is key in lowering blood sugar because even moderate exercise causes muscles to suck up glucose at 20 times the normal rate.
But see, what they still do, and this is my frustration, and if we have to wait for the medical orthodoxy to catch on, there's going to be a lot of sick and dying people. The reality is it's not enough just to go out and exercise. We've talked about this. Exercise intensity and exercise modality play a very important role. It's not enough just to do Zumba or cardio. You must also lift. We know that. If you don't do both, you don't see the magic happen. And that's because we are designed to stress the muscles in different ways. That's how we were when we were cave people. We walked, we ran, but then we lifted heavy things as well. And so until people get this message that, you know, because we see what runners do. They run themselves into the ground. Their hearts stop working and, and they don't, and they still become diabetic.
Right.
So, okay. So,
well, no, I have another article here in front of me, which I won't bore you with anymore, but it says pumping iron can cut your diabetes risk.
Yeah. What else do you need?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now let's talk a little bit about something. We have a very good friend, somebody who we really care about, who has type 2 diabetes right now. He's come to the realization and the acceptance that he now has T2, as he refers to it. The new cool slang that all the kids are using in the schoolyard, T2. But anyway.
But he's not on any medication.
Right. He's not on any medication.
The doctor is trying to get him to, manage it through diet and exercise.
Right. Now, let's go a step further. So he, like millions of other sick people out there who are dying, literally, said the mantra of the sick and dying person, but I eat healthy.
But I eat healthy, and the doctor told him, evidently according to him, and according to articles that he and his fiance have read, that it's okay to drink red wine if you're diabetic because it helps with your blood sugar
right.
levels.
And so I'm not going to debate the science, but here's what I said to you. If in fact he does quote unquote eat healthy, and if in fact red wine helps him, then why isn't he reversing his diabetes? And you know, to coin, Oprah launched Dr. Phil, and I happen to like Dr. Phil, but the old adage, well, how's that working for you, is really an important adage. So if what you're doing isn't working, then why would you continue to do what you're doing?
Well, and also last year when he had his blood work done, he was pre-metabolic. He had metabolic syndrome.
Yeah, but he was like 97, and we told him then.
He had metabolic syndrome.
Yeah, we told him then, you know, you're pre-diabetic, and you're going to become diabetic. You need to change this now. And he did for a short period of time start doing things that we had suggested. But then other influences who were telling him, this is how you should do things. And now up the road, he's near 125.
126.
Okay. So now he is considered diabetic.
But he says, well, right after I eat and I take my blood sugar, it's fine. It's when I wake up in the morning when it's the highest.
Yes, and that's when it should be the lowest, because you just fasted for 8 hours, assuming you slept for 8 hours. But guess what?
And that's when you get your true read.
But guess what? We know that alcohol disrupts sleeping. It changes the sleeping cycles. And guess what happens during sleep? The pancreas produces insulin. It recharges itself. So if you're not sleeping right, then you're not recharging that pancreatic battery. And guess what? You're going to have all, and plus, not to mention, cortisol levels come up at night. All sorts of mysterious things happen that make you wake up with high blood sugar. That is the benchmark for the onset of insulin resistance.
I have one more paragraph I want to read.
Okay.
Because this is another thing that just drives me crazy. Okay, this year, after decades of resistance, the ADA finally acknowledged that low-carb dieting is a legitimate response to diabetes. Now, this article was from Men's Health Magazine in 2008.
Okay.
It's an older article.
Okay.
It goes to show that if you wait for a health organization to issue a position paper before attacking the disease, you may end up reading that paper from a hospital bed. Okay, this isn't the failing of a single physician or an organization. It's the breakdown of the U.S. medical system. And it goes on to say that first year med students rank nutrition among their top priorities.
They rank it. In other words, they think.
They
right.
think that it's a top priority. But yet by graduation, nutrition doesn't even make the list. And in fact, it's not even offered at their medical schools.
Right.
They don't even have a single nutrition course.
And I have to say this, I'm sorry, but there's a certain person that you know who was a nurse decades ago who claims that she took nutrition as part of her nursing course. And I'm highly suspect of that.
It was mainly chemistry is what she told. That's what she said. It was mainly chemistry.
And if they don't teach nutrition to doctors today, they surely weren't teaching nutrition to nurses back then.
25, 30 years ago.
I'm sorry. Okay. So here's the message. And I know most of you already get this, but it's important for us to tell other people this and to make sure that we say it with conviction, that if you're not doing resistance training as part of your longevity prescription, you may still end up like one of these skinny fat, call it what you want, TOFI, what did the Mayo Clinic call it, normal weight obesity. Everybody's trying to come up with their own name. But here's the bottom line. It's a disproportionate amount of fat mass to lean mass. Because lean mass is the only thing that keeps you from getting diabetic.
And so many women think that if you can fit into a size 4, then that's the
you're
magic.
Done. Yeah.
That's the magic.
You're done because you're slender.
Yes.
You're slender. It's not about being slender. It's about being, and you posted a picture of, 5 different versions of women at 150 pounds. And how many women didn't get that pic? They didn't understand what you, how many women actually said to you, so somebody said, posted on your wall something about, well, that's nonsense. I was 150 pounds and I didn't look like any of those women.
Right.
And that's the point of it. The point is you can be 150 pounds and depending on your body form, look very, very different. But the one girl that was 150 pounds, but you could see her abs.
Well, and she had shoulders and muscles. And somebody else said, Her arms look like a man. That looks awful.
You know what? Women have been sold a bill of goods that, unfortunately, what is considered feminine and sexy by the mainstream and by the movie industry is actually a road to a shorter life and disease. And if you want to buy that message, and God bless you, go. When you're in that nursing home for the last decade or two decades of your life,
and you can't get,
because you can't get out of a chair anymore, you'll wish you would have been a little more masculine about your muscle. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you.
And can I say one
more
thing?
Yeah, please.
When we were at the Arnold and we were sitting having coffee, well, you were having coffee with Christina and Scott, and we were in a little cafe, I was observing what everybody around us was eating. Now, this was at a sports extravaganza,
right,
where a lot of athletes.
Right.
Everybody was eating French fries, hamburgers, pizza, sub sandwiches, potato chips. It was crazy.
Pastries.
There was, and I made the comment, if you remember, there's not one thing up there that I'll eat. Not even the apple, because the apple's probably not organic,
right,
and I don't eat non-organic
apples.
And
you would think that at that event, they would go out of their way to supply people with better food. Because even, I'll tell you what, Brent Jones, at his two events he puts on here in Kentucky, he has them catered by a company called Qdoba. It's a Mexican restaurant. But he has them catered by Qdoba, and they only serve two things, and that is the fajita and the naked burrito. And that's all they serve. And it's basically vegetables and beef, or vegetables and chicken.
It's similar to a Chipotle.
Yeah, and that's all they serve there. And you know what? I see the athletes. The athletes are willing to eat that. Now, granted, it's probably not grass-fed beef, and it's probably not organic vegetables, and I admit that. But that's a step closer to something nutritionally appropriate for a crowd of people who takes nutrition seriously than a pretzel smothered in cheese and a diet soda.
Right.
So anyway, okay. We have to take a commercial break. We've got lots more to talk about, obviously. We've been off the air for 3 weeks. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented and correct most of the time, Alisa Profumo.
But not always.
Not always. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Whey Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5 pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only 3 ingredients: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Whey Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the H-Force way. Power Patch. Calling all men.
The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
AmNutrition.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. And I had a thought during the break. We were talking, right? The reality is that a person who suffers from normal weight obesity or normal weight metabolic disorder is probably not going to the doctor because they think, well, I fit in my size 36 pants or my size 4 dress. There's no reason for me to worry about diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you they don't even think of checking their blood sugar.
Mm-hmm. There are articles that say that, here's one right in front of me, normal weight type 2 diabetes patients more likely to die than their obese counterparts.
And that's probably because they don't think they have the potential to have the disease, where the obese counterpart is seeing a doctor, mm-hmm. and granted, maybe not doing the right things, but doing something and observing it, where the other person, it's like, well, no, I'm healthy, I'm fine, look at me, I'm thin, I fit in these pants, I'm thin. But meanwhile, they have so much body fat and so little muscle that they have diabetes and they have it untreated for years.
Mm-hmm.
It's really something. It's some phenomenon. Okay, what are we talking about now?
You wanted to talk about the Parisian diet.
Yeah, so there's this all the rage. You know, I started writing and talking about the French paradox 7 years ago.
Right.
And I had my own contention of what the French paradox was. But there's a doctor named Dr. Jean-Michel Cohen who's on all the TV shows promoting the new Parisian diet. And it's just the French paradox rebranded. That's all it is. And Dr. Cohen claims that if you follow the Parisian diet, you'll be healthy like the French. Now, first of all, it was told to me a long time ago that the French are not as healthy as we think they are, but the way they classify the way people die there is different than the way we classify it here as far as heart disease and so on and so forth. Now, I don't know how true that is, and I'm not going to debate that, but there's somebody out there that's probably saying, well, they're not as healthy as we think they are, and I've heard that too. But that's not my issue. My issue is something that I discovered many years ago when I started to look at the French paradox. And I looked at their food. Okay. And I said, it can't be just the food. It just can't be. There's got to be something more afoot here. And so I tried to do research on the stress levels of Europeans. And I found out that, you know what? The Europeans have just as much stress as Americans do. And the way they handle their stress is very similar to the way Americans do. And I started to look deeper. And what I first started blogging about back then was the fact that I remember doing a blog post that said the French paradox may be, but may not be the food, but the fact that the French walk to and from the restaurant. And we know this now. We know that inactivity is one of the cornerstones of the onset of all these diseases today. We also know from a couple good Australian studies that obese people who either stand or walk immediately after a meal have the same blood sugar control and insulin control as those who take drugs like metformin. Just walking works just as good as a pharmaceutical drug.
That's amazing.
Well, but then you have to think about it. The European lifestyle is different than the American lifestyle. We have had automobiles as a personal comfort for, 100 years now. And as a result, it's influenced the way neighborhoods are designed and communities are designed.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone owns a car because gasoline is relatively inexpensive and accessible. We drive, so we build our cities where you have to drive to everything. But the cities in Europe, in Germany, in France, in Italy, these are organically designed because no one had cars hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So everything is kind of like an enclave. It's more of a community than a city. And most people live and work and eat and shop within walking distance of where they live.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk more often. In fact, Rutgers did a study back in 2010, and I'm willing to bet it's true today, if not even greater, that showed that Europeans walked an average of 237 miles a year compared to a measly 87 miles a year that Americans walk. Now, we know there's a whole emerging area of science called inactivity physiology. The way we have exercise physiology, scientists are looking at the cost of inactivity. In fact, Adel Moussa, the brilliant Adel Moussa, posted in his Subversity blog today, a challenge for children, 100 squats a day challenge, body weight squats, get kids in shape in less than 3 minutes. We know that getting people just to become active instead of sitting all day long. We just did a show the other day about the effects on cardiovascular risk markers of people who actually get up and move around more often throughout the day, as opposed to who just work out in the morning for an hour, then sit in their car, sit at work, sit back in their car, sit at their dinner table, sit watching the news, and then lay down and go to bed. So Dr. Cohen, in my humble opinion, is a fraud, because the American people are not going to do what is critical in order for the real French paradox to work. And that is to walk after every meal, to walk to work, to walk to the store, to walk more often.
Well, and also, too, periodically I'll put my pedometer back on just to make sure that I'm active.
Right.
You know, I want to see how active I really am, and that's a good gauge.
Yes.
Is to wear a pedometer.
Yes.
So as I'm sitting studying on my computer or working on my computer, I would periodically get up and run in place or do plyometric squats.
Right.
Or do jumping jacks or something like that.
Right.
For two reasons, because of what you've just talked about. And also because I wanted more.
You want that 10,000
minimum.
That
10,000 minimum on the pedometer.
Right.
And that helps you to gauge where you are.
In fact, I have to tell a secret. So Elisa was one day where Elisa was uncharacteristically less ambulatory. After her shower, she had her pedometer on her robe while she walked around the house. And I said, boy, you're really desperate for those steps, aren't you?
I almost got 10,000. But usually I do 12, 13,000.
Yeah.
That was just an unusual day.
Yeah.
Because I was studying a lot at my computer, and I did get up and I did do, but obviously I need to get up a little bit more frequently and do more jumping jacks or run in place a little bit more.
You know something funny? I am from an ethnic family. I'm Italian, and all four of my grandparents came from Italy to this country. And I can remember my grandfather, Valerio De Nivo. He had a shabby old brown fedora that he wore. And right after lunch, because they used to babysit for me when my parents went to work, he would, if not go out in his backyard and work after eating, he would put his hat on and say to my grandmother in Italian, what probably meant, I'll be back in a little while. And he would walk to the park and meet his friends, and they'd play either bocce ball or they'd play checkers, and then he would walk home. And after dinner, he would put on his hat, and it was expected. It wasn't like, hey, where you going, Pop? He would put on his hat after dinner, and he would walk out, and I could see him with his hands crossed behind his back, holding his hands like that. He would walk up the street, and then he'd run into one of these other old Goombas who was just leaving his house, and they'd walk together. Then they'd pick up like a third guy, and you'd look at them, and they'd be walking around the neighborhood, three or four of them, talking. They're probably talking politics and life and stuff. But they always walked after dinner. This is a characteristically European thing. People in Europe walk after a big meal.
When I was in Sicily visiting my family a few years ago, we did that after dinner. We walked out, all of us, the whole big crew of us would just leave the house or their house and go walk through the square, the piazza.
Right.
We'd go walk through the piazza and talk to their neighbors, and they'd introduce us to everyone, show us off. You know, we were the Americanos, you know.
Yeah. But that walk was a normal thing for them.
Exactly.
It wasn't like, oh,
no.
Well, we have relatives, let's go walk.
No. Yeah. They did that every day.
And no one felt odd about it. It wasn't like, oh, my God, we have to go walk. No, it was like, oh, dinner is done. Let's help digest our food. Let's go for a walk.
I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about that, the French paradox and how they walk. And I said something about, well, after dinner, they usually just go for a walk. She said, why?
Yeah. But this is a girl who sits all day long.
That's true.
So.
Yes.
Okay, so the bottom line is this. Stop looking for the French paradox to be the wine they drink or the food they eat, and start understanding that the Europeans have a different lifestyle that is that has organic origins that we don't have here in the United States. Now, you can make a conscious decision to live like them. And I had to. When I was in Phoenix and I lost my car for reasons that I've talked about on other radio shows, I had to walk to the gym in the morning, train, walk home from the gym, then walk to the studio. And there were nights where I would be on the phone with you and it was like 8 o'clock at night and I was walking from the studio back to the house. Mm-hmm. So I was walking like, and I remember even saying to somebody, you know, I feel like I'm one of the Europeans now. I walk all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I actually blogged about that too in this current blog and on this website here somewhere. So Dr. Cohen, take your Parisian diet back to Paris with you. And the only thing we need you to leave here is the message that the French walk more often than those of us in the United States. If we can get people to just move more, we would have a lot less of the health problems we have in this country. That's it. End of story. Okay, Elisa, what do you want to talk about?
No, I just, along these same lines, I have an article in front of me, this too from the USA Today, that says lower sperm counts linked to sluggish lifestyles. So, it says, if you sit on the couch, those who watched the most television more than 20 hours a week had a 44% lower sperm count than those who didn't watch any.
Now, think about this for a second. Think about this, okay?
Okay.
We know that anything that affects reproduction is the holy grail of health.
Yes.
Because reproduction is our only job here on this planet, okay? So what does your body think about itself when all you do is sit day in and day out? It thinks something is wrong, either with the environment you live in or your own personal health. Mm-hmm. You're not mobile. Something's wrong. Maybe you have an injury. Maybe you have low energy. So the body says, well, this person couldn't raise offspring because either there's a problem in the environment or a problem with this person. So let's shut down sperm. So we don't have any children because we shouldn't have children. We can't even move around on our own. How are we going to take care of offspring? So think about the message your body is getting. And if your message is, the body is getting that message, that you are too sick or your environment is too dangerous for you to have offspring, then the body's next step is, well, I guess we're done here, because if we can't have offspring and do job one, we need to clear the planet for those who can. So you start to die.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line.
Yep.
Very intriguing. Very, very intriguing.
And just one more point here. Those who exercise the most, more than 15 hours a week, had sperm counts 73% higher than those who exercised the least, fewer than 5 hours a week.
There you go. In fact, I read that study, and it said the guys who exercised the most, their sperm was actually going, yay, yay, yippee, yippee, and jumping up and down.
Okay.
Okay. So on that, we're going to take a break.
Can I just say one
yes,
more thing?
Yes, of course.
When we were at the Arnold, we were at dinner with some people and we had a conversation, and there was a girl who was very intrigued with some of the things that we were discussing.
Yes.
And she said that she sits all day long on the telephone for her job.
Right.
And she said, what am I supposed to do? I sit all day long. And one of the suggestions that I said was to get a Resistoball and to switch out from your chair and sit on the Resistoball instead.
Right.
For a little while.
Or just stand.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know you said that. You said, well, just stand during your phone calls. That's
I said
all.
That too. But also, I think the Resistoball was a good idea.
Yeah, because you can bounce up and down.
You can bounce up and down. It'll work your core.
Yeah.
So that, in addition to standing, is a good
advice.
Solution.
Now, do you think she's doing it? Truthfully.
She might. She seemed excited.
She seemed like she wanted answers. Yeah, good. I hope she is.
I hope too.
She is. All right, let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprintbulletin.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to altrientc.com. That's altrientc.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to altrientc.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C. 21st Century Vitamin C.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decontrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocreme. Kinetocreme is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocreme.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocreme on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocreme by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocreme. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check, mic check. Yeah, here you go.
That hot new thing.
Nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing.
Elisa has a caffeine buzz. Elisa has a caffeine buzz. Elisa had a cup of green tea. She has a caffeine buzz. Is that a lightweight or what?
It's pretty bad when you get a caffeine buzz from green tea.
Yeah, I know.
Well, at least I didn't have any of the new Mountain Dew breakfast drink.
Tell me more.
It's called Kickstart. I just wanted to also thank Cody, and I don't know how to pronounce the last name, Komoromi. Komoromi? K-O-M-O-R-O-M-I.
Yeah.
That my Facebook friend, they sent this article to me, I guess, a while back.
Right.
But since we haven't had a Casual Friday for a while. But anyway, so it says that the Mountain Dew rolls out their juice-like breakfast drink, and it's called Kickstart. And one thing that I find interesting in the article, because it says toast, cereal, and Mountain Dew. So I guess in their eyes, that's what people eat for breakfast.
Yeah, toast,
cereal, and now they add the Mountain Dew.
There's no protein in any. Oh, but did Mountain Dew put protein in their drink?
Well, no, it has. Kickstart, a new Mountain Dew flavored drink, is packed with caffeine, 5% real fruit juice, vitamins B and C.
That's it.
That's it.
So this, the only protein you're getting is from the milk. And even that we're going to talk about a little bit later, but that's the American breakfast. And you wonder why people are diabetic?
The Mountain Dew representative said that, the company did extensive research into the possibilities and apparently found that a lot of crazy people want to drink soda in the morning.
So they admit that they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Kickstart combines the best of all worlds. It tastes great, has just the right amount of real fruit juice, and gives them a kick to help them start their day.
So just the right amount. And who determines what is the right amount of fruit juice?
5%.
But, I mean, who determined that that's the right amount of fruit juice? Who determined that fruit juice is even the best thing to have? Fruit is good.
And now listen to this. Proving their dedication to a healthy, balanced breakfast, PepsiCo makes sure to cut back Kickstart's sugar content by using artificial sweeteners.
Yes, so you still have your chemical cocktail. Yeah, there you go. So you don't have to feel deprived.
Each has 80 calories, about the half the amount of a regular soda.
Yeah. This is disgusting.
Isn't that awful?
And you wonder why there's so many flipping diabetic people out there who can fit into a 36 or 34 waist pants or size 4 dress. This is what they're having for breakfast? Where the hell are the eggs? Where's the protein? I mean, for crying out loud, have some Greek yogurt with it or something. It's scary.
I love Greek yogurt.
I know you don't. It's very, very scary. Okay. So the next thing we have to talk. Are you done with it?
Okay. Uh-huh, I'm finished.
The next thing we have to talk about is something that Adele posted on the Subversity Science Roundup, and he was missed this week because he did have laryngitis. And by the way, Adele, if you're listening, if you're listening, I would really love to know whether you walk a lot. He lives in Munster, Germany. I got to believe the Germans walk a lot. I got to believe that those towns are situated so that people can walk a lot.
And what about Johan? He's in Sweden.
Yes, all of our European. Australian, those of you in the UK, please, I would love to hear whether or not you walk a lot or do you use your car for everything. You know, help me out. Maybe I'm wrong about the whole French paradox. And those of you who listen in France too. I don't know if we have any listeners in France. I have to look and see. So anyway, okay. So Adele posted a study that shows that the government's RDA, the recommended daily allowance for sodium and potassium cannot be met simultaneously. This is the government who tells people how much of everything they should eat. This is the same government who probably creates guidelines that then stupid companies that make diet sodas for breakfast say 5% is just the right amount of fruit juice. These numbers are all extrapolated from things that the government does. And you know, I've said it before, the government has no business being in our pantry, right? Well, apparently in 2010, when the government came up with their current RDA for 2,300 milligrams of sodium and 4,700 milligrams of potassium a day, those are incompatible ratios. You can't, those ratios don't work together in your body. In fact, they can harm you if those are the ratios you shoot for. But this is what the government recommended. So if you are taking the government's nutritional advice, which also affects the American Dietetic Association, then you really are turning your health over to people who don't have a clue. This is a perfect example. Two things like sodium and potassium, we're talking about they regulate heart function and water regulation. I mean, there's so many important things that are regulated by these two seemingly innocuous minerals. And if you follow the RDA, you'll probably be sick. I mean, it's just stupid, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is nutritional idiocy at its finest, what the government is telling people to do. Have you ever seen a politician? Do any of them look healthy? Truthfully.
No.
I mean, any of them look healthy? Wait, no, Chris Christie's probably healthy. He's probably healthy. He's the only healthy fat guy out there.
Well, that's what he
says. That's what he says. I'm not being mean. I'm quoting him. I'm the healthiest fat guy. What did he say? I'm the healthiest fat guy, or I'm the only healthy fat guy?
I'm the healthiest fat guy.
Fat guy. Yeah, there you go. When he has his stroke, we'll revisit that statement. We'll play it over and over again on the show. But anyway, that was on Subversity at SUPPVERSITY.com. You should read that blog every day. Maybe Adele can help keep you alive. The government can't, that's for sure.
One of our friends sent me, Billy, sent me an article about
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
I want to talk about it. I was whispering because I want them to know if we're going to talk about this.
You're sitting over there whispering Dunkin'. I'm like, what is he saying?
Well, I didn't want to drop it. I didn't want to say the wrong thing. I was hoping you were going to talk about this.
Right. Evidently, a 63-year-old man was sent away from Dunkin' Donuts because he was inside and he wouldn't leave. And
right.
So they made him leave. He came back with an axe and started demolishing the inside of the store. And then he went outside and started breaking all the windows and smashed the window, the plate glass windows with the axe. And our friend said, do you think it was the sugar?
Yeah, probably so. You know, old people go to Dunkin' Donuts. That's the other problem. You know, and that's sad. The people who need nutrition the most tend to eat things like Long John Silver's fried fishes and Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's pancake breakfasts and stuff like that, where they really need more protein, less omega-6s, more omega-3s to increase their sense of well-being. I mean, it's just the wrong diet for an elderly person.
Well, is there anything that we as listeners can do, I mean, besides cooking for them and taking to them?
Yeah, that's it. Cook for them and take it to them. Because the problem is when the elderly get old, their desire for food and the ability to prepare food becomes challenged.
But the problem is, like my stepfather and his 90-year-old sister, they eat junk food. Not, I mean, like Kentucky Fried Chicken type food.
Yeah, and you can't. And if you try to get them to change,
they don't like it.
Right.
They don't like it.
Right. And they'll tell you that. And if you try to tell them, well, this is better for you, I mean, your stepdad was a farmer for the majority of his life, and whenever I talk about grass-fed beef or raw unpasteurized milk, I mean, he just comes back and says, well, you know, that's nonsense, and, you know, beef is beef, and how do you know it's unpasteurized, he goes to me. You know, how do you know? He's a Mennonite, I said. He goes, well, you think Mennonites don't lie? So he's suggesting that Jay buys pasteurized milk and then sells it to me as unpasteurized milk. And because those people in animal husbandry and in farming have been taught that there's nothing different about these foods. Don't believe what people say. Pesticides are okay. And they've been sold a bill of goods, and they just march the march.
Well, just real quick, while we were talking about Dunkin' Donuts, I read that they were trying to use a more sustainable type oil because the pure palm oil that they were using was destructive to the environment.
Right.
It's been led to destruction of rainforest, increased greenhouse gas emissions. So they were going to be using a blend of palm, soy, and cottonseed oil with their donuts.
Cottonseed oil. I didn't even know you could cook with cottonseed oil.
That's what their blend is. And I know that you don't think that fat is a problem, but all of it is omega-6s.
That's right. It is a problem if it's all omega-6s, and especially if it's some of these artificial edible oils.
And one regular donut from Dunkin' Donuts is about 16 grams of fat, but the chocolate coconut cake donut contains 39 grams of fat.
And it's all omega-6.
And it's all omega-6.
Yeah. And you know what? I can't eat a donut. When I was fat, I was able to eat those. I loved the Krispy Kreme glazed donuts, and I could eat like 5 or 6 of them, and they would just upset my stomach, but I'd eat them anyway. Today, I can't even eat them. If I eat one donut, I burp it up for like 3 days. It just doesn't digest. I can feel it sitting in my stomach, and it's probably the grease. The grease probably coats my stomach and just stays there.
I've never liked donuts. Even when I was a kid, I didn't like donuts.
Really?
Mm-mm.
And that's odd because kids love donuts.
Mm-hmm.
When my daughter Taylor was young and we took her to her very first skating competition out of town where we had to stay in a hotel, and the hotel had continental breakfast, and they had those little sugar powdered donuts, the little round ones.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, I don't know if I told the story before, she looked at them and she said to me, are those sugar bagels? I says, no, they're donuts. And she goes, what's a donut?
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, because she had only ever seen a bagel look like that with a hole in it.
Oh.
So she just assumed that that was a bagel covered with sugar.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Adele did answer. He said, I don't walk a lot because I go everywhere with the bike.
Oh, that's the same thing. I actually have a blog post, Adele, that I'm posting today that we talk about that too, because Europeans bike everywhere as well. And we don't have that luxury here because
we don't have the bike lanes.
We don't have bike lanes, and drivers are very aggressive here. If you're on a bicycle and a driver comes up behind you, he doesn't want to wait for you. He's going to go around you and drive you into a ditch if he has to. So you take your own life in your own hands if you ride a bike here.
He also said, on the other hand, Carl, you're sure right. The living in the city, shopping in the city certainly is a factor. Also, the French don't supersize anything. They have a baguette with a meal, one baguette for the whole family, not two people, Subway style.
Yeah, that's right. All great points. Mm-hmm. All great points. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, there's a couple of the things I want to talk about, and I want to see if you have a story available that you told me about this morning. You listen to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio, where we are even getting content sent to us all the way from Munster, Germany, from the brilliant Adele Musa. Thank you very much, Adele. We'll be right back with more.
Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
Again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
DJ Yoda. Yoda. Here we go.
Hey, wait a minute. That reminds me. Is he singing about that Korean dish? Oh, no, that's, what is it called? Bebop Bim?
Bebop Bim or something. It was really, it looked really good.
Yeah. Bim, what is it called? Bebimbop?
Bimbop or, I don't remember.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we were just talking about donuts and
Fried foods.
Right. I have an article here in front of me that, it's from the Associated Press. Stroke risk, diet linked is the name of the article. Deep fried foods may be causing trouble in the Deep South. People whose diets are heavy on fried foods and sugary drinks such as sweet tea and soda were more likely to suffer a stroke, a new study finds.
Right.
Like, 'cause when you go down south, if you order an iced tea, for example, they'll ask you sweet or unsweetened.
Right. And sweet tea is a big thing down south.
Is it?
Oh, everybody gets sweet tea. Oh, can I have a sweet tea? Yeah. And they sweeten it up. I mean, big time. There's a lot of sugar in sweet tea.
We're talking about fried foods, french fries, hamburgers, processed meats, hot dogs, bacon, ham, liver gizzards, and sugary drinks.
And they fry lizard gizzards. liver and gizzards. They deep fry, bread them and deep fry them here. It's like a delicacy.
People who ate about 6 meals a week featuring these sorts of foods had a 41% higher stroke risk than people who ate that way about once a month.
Now, think about it. You said that they call this area of the United States the stroke belt.
It's the first big look at diet and strokes, and researchers say that it's the nation's stroke belt suffering most of them.
Yeah. And so, and people in the South, like Paula Deen, they call that stuff comfort food. Well, that's comfort food, honey. We deep fry everything. Look at her. Oh, my God. She makes a deep fried hamburger on a Krispy Kreme donut.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Thought of that.
It says here, sweet drinks can contribute to diabetes, the disease that celebrity chef Paula Deen, the queen of Southern cuisine, revealed she had a year ago.
Right, right. So there you go. So you eat a lot of that kind of fried food that's very popular here in the South, combine it with sugar, and give yourself a stroke. There you go.
Okay, so one other mind-boggling thing to talk about.
Okay.
Aspartame in milk.
Why? Why are they putting aspartame in milk?
The International Dairy Foods Association, IDFA, and the National Milk Producers Federation, NMPF, contend that adding aspartame and other chemical sweeteners to flavored milk, such as the chocolate and strawberry varieties, as stealth ingredients that wouldn't be disclosed on the label, would promote healthy eating and make dairy products more attractive to children.
Well, if it's healthy eating, why don't they put it on the label? If it's a good thing, why not put it on the label? Wouldn't you want to brag about it that, hey, this has aspartame, this is healthy eating?
They claim that the nutrient content claims, such as reduced calorie, are not attractive to children, and maintain that consumers can easily identify the overall nutritional value of milk products that are flavored with non-nutritive sweeteners if the labels do not include such claims.
But that's baloney, because kids aren't buying this stuff. Their parents are. So
yes.
Stop the BS. I mean, the kids aren't walking down the aisle pushing a cart, except maybe in Home Alone where he was by himself. I mean, kids don't go shopping and go, oh, I don't want that. That has, that's low calorie. I don't want that. The mother pours it, the kid drinks it. But you know what? There's reasons to let the mother know there's aspartame in there, right? A mom should have the choice to make she's putting in. Now, if the FDA.
Well, what if somebody's has an allergy?
There you go.
You know?
What if they're allergic to aspartame? I'm sure there's people out there who are allergic to aspartame.
I'm sure.
If the FDA doesn't block this type of nonsense, then really, the FDA should go to hell. I don't mean like go to hell like when somebody cuts you off, you go, go to hell. I mean, the FDA, the ground beneath the FDA building should open up, and the whole building, including all of its employees, should get swallowed right down into hell.
There are petitions out there for people to sign. They're floating all over the internet.
This is disgusting. You know what? Tell people what they're eating, for crying out loud. I mean, this is why this whole nation is sick.
The IDFA and NMPF state that the proposed amendments would assist in meeting several initiatives aimed at improving the nutrition and health profile of food served in the nation's schools.
Aimed at improving?
Yes.
Why? Kids aren't afraid of aspartame. Yeah, parents are.
Well, it's an initiative to include in state-level programs designed to limit the quantity of sugar served to children during the school day.
Then limit the quantity of sugar, but tell people what you're replacing it with.
But don't give them aspartame.
Yeah, but tell them there's aspartame in there. My whole issue is this, okay? You should eat whatever you want as long as you know that that's what you're eating. This whole idea of leaving things off of the label because you're afraid that kids won't want it, that's nonsense. Kids eat bugs, for crying out loud, okay? They don't care what's in it. Their parents do. The adults do. And the only reason why you don't want to put aspartame on the label is because you know the parents and the adults are going to go, we don't want to give our kids aspartame, but you want to give it to them. So you don't want it on the label. Shame on you. The companies that are trying to foster this type of hidden ingredient that could potentially be dangerous, they should be fined, even for asking for this kind of leeway.
It says in this different article, aspartame in milk petition sparks thousands of angry comments to the FDA.
Of course it does.
They've gotten 93,142 signatures.
But here's the problem, folks. The FDA does not give a good hoot about what you want for your children. They will rule based on what they think they should do. And the FDA may come up with the favorite FDA mantra, which is a little bit won't hurt you. That's their FDA. They have a stamp, actually, at the FDA. They stamp things, and the stamp says a little bit won't hurt you. And you can bet that the FDA will do this anyway, even though there's an outpouring of people who say they don't want it. Because the FDA doesn't give a damn about the people. They give a damn about paving the road for their clients, the companies that they provide oversight to.
It says the FDA's comment period on the dairy industry petition lasts through May 21st. But in this article, it's quoting a woman who's saying that she and her children are violently allergic to aspartame.
There you go.
And they have to read labels on everything.
And imagine her, she won't be able to buy milk anymore or milk products that are flavored milk products. Because I think that's what this is about. They can't put it in just plain old over, off the counter. They're talking about flavored milk, like chocolate milk, strawberry milk. Mm-hmm. So her kids will not be able to buy, she will not be able to buy flavored milk for her children ever because she just won't be able to know whether aspartame is in there. So she'll have to err on the side of caution and just cut that out of their diet completely.
Yes.
That's a shame.
That is a shame.
That's a shame. So. We actually have to take one last break. And when we come back, do we have anything else you want to talk about real quick?
No, we just have a lot of listener
stuff that we have to cover. So mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to cover listener questions, comments that we've owed for quite some time. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group
now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before?
Well, prepare to be shocked.
Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now, AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
What up, y'all?
I like this song.
Yeah, soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? Woo! If y'all ain't know,
Lupe Fiasco.
I know by the name of Lupe Fiasco. Representing that first and 15.
And Bob Marley. And this one right here. You know which song I love that's out right now?
It's a Bruno Mars song.
This is?
No.
No, it's not. I don't know who. I don't know the name of the group, but it's called Thrift Shop.
I don't know.
It's you like it too because you were grooving to it in the car the other day, and I said it's called Thrift Shop.
I don't know.
And it's about this guy who shops at the thrift shop, and he says, "I wear your granddad's clothes. I look awesome in your granddad's clothes." The lyrics are funny. You got to hear it. I like that song. Okay. So first of all, we have to comment or mention two of Adele Moose's comments. He says Munster, the city he lives in Germany, is also a bike metropolis, 2 times more bikes here than inhabitants.
That's amazing.
That's like the United States. It's 2 times more cars than people. So there you go. The other thing that he said is, by the way, you must label aspartame because there are allergies. And he's right about this. I forgot about phenylalanine. You have to say based on phenylketonuria, I think is the side effect of phenylalanine. But he says that it contains phenylalanine sources, and he shows. Yeah, it is phenylketonuria. He's in the PubMed spot right there. I didn't look at it. I just saw it now. So he says you must label that there's aspartame in there, and he's right. But Adele, you don't understand. In the United States, the FDA decides what we must do, and it's not always what is best for people. So there you go. Okay.
Okay, so I have a question from Carmela Sierzo.
Yes.
She wants to know what you think about the shingles vaccine.
Our sister in Canada, our Italian sister in Canada, Carmela Sierzo.
Hey, Carmela.
I don't think the vaccine is a good thing to get. In fact, after listening to, if you didn't hear it, Dr. Tom Levy's show on vitamin C, he said that taking liposomal vitamin C before an outbreak of herpes zoster or zoster, however you want to call it, which is the shingles, can keep you from having an outbreak. And taking about 3 to 4 grams a day of liposomal vitamin C once an outbreak occurs can make it go away in a day or two. Mm-hmm. And he contends that there's research that proves that, and in his experience it works. So I would not, I mean, you know how I feel about vaccines in general. I would try the liposomal vitamin C well before I went for the vaccine. And just if you know somebody that suffers from shingles, have them take liposomal vitamin C 2 grams a day and see if they just never have an outbreak anymore.
We have the new advertiser, the Altrient C.
It's the best.
And how it comes in packets.
1,000 milligrams. It's one gram a packet.
1 gram a packet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
And they have the landing page at our banner ad is specifically for Superhuman Radio listeners, and there's this whole discount pyramid there that the more you buy, the cheaper it gets type of thing. And they are the ones that created the whole liposomal delivery system. They were the first company to introduce a liposomally delivered vitamin or mineral.
That's amazing. We have some really amazing advertisers right now, yeah. I have to tell you.
They're a great company. And I love their liposomal vitamin C. I love it. I suck it right out of the packet, and you know that.
I did it the other day.
Yeah.
Because I was mixing it in water, but I just took it right out of the package.
It's kind of buttery, isn't it? It doesn't taste
bad. It's okay. I swallowed it with water.
Yeah. I mean, the liposomal vitamin B is a little different tasting. It's not as good as the C. And I have their old glutathione, which has sulfur in it, which I like, by the way, because I like the addition of sulfur. But their new glutathione that they're introducing in a few weeks doesn't have the sulfur in it, so it doesn't have that sulfury smell.
I took the vitamin B on an empty stomach. I need to take it when I have something on my stomach because it made me a little nauseous.
Did it? Uh-huh. Yeah. And that one might be good for you to just drink water with.
Okay. So then I guess a while back, we were talking about vaccines. It was show number 1123.
Right.
And we said that our associate Dr. Merrill Nash said that all military must get the anthrax vaccine whether they wanted it or not. And James Godden messaged me and said that he's an Air Force veteran and has been deployed to Iraq, and he respectfully was letting us know that he was given the option to take the anthrax vaccine, and he declined.
So I didn't know that. The government gives you the... Well, that's good to hear. That really is good to hear.
He didn't have to take it. He just wanted to help us get our facts straight.
You know what I love about people in the military?
What?
They're so respectful. Like, even when they're right. Like, an average person would have been, you got it wrong, Carl. You know, you're not right about that. I did this and you're wrong.
You think you know everything.
Yeah, I know. I know. I love that. It's just something charming about people who have spent any time in the military. They're very, very respectful even when they're right. Taylor Sanders also corrected me on something. I have said on numerous shows that psyllium husk, which is the primary source of fiber in things like Metamucil and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
is an insoluble fiber. And I've said things like glucomannan are soluble, and so they absorb up to 100 times their weight in water. And Taylor sent me a study that's on PubMed that shows that psyllium is indeed a water-soluble fiber. While it may not be as soluble or does not absorb as much of its weight in water, it does still absorb water, so it is soluble. And so I thank you for pointing that out. I will never say that psyllium is an insoluble fiber ever again. Let's see. Who else do we have?
I have another one. I'm just going to keep the name out of this.
Okay.
So the listener wrote that his wife, who is 50 years old, is starting to feel symptomatic of some hormone-related issues at certain points of the day and week. I know it has been discussed on SHR, but would you recommend we look to alleviate some of these symptoms naturally?
No.
If you have any advice, it would be greatly appreciated.
No. And you know what? This is where I apply critical thinking skills, okay? Women have hormones. When the hormones start to go away, women get symptoms. So why try to alleviate it using quote unquote natural things? There's nothing more natural than replacing the hormones. That is like the natural thing to do. In fact, taking black cohosh and all these other things is unnatural to the body. Your wife's body is not deficient in black cohosh or golden root or any of these other supplements out there that are designed to help mitigate the symptoms of going through menopause. The hormones are the natural alternative. As long as you don't take equine estrogen that has been methylated and challenges the liver, but you go for the bioidentical hormones. That's the natural route. And don't waste time. Do it now while she's just becoming symptomatic, because that means that she's perimenopausal. As long as she's not amenorrheic, she hasn't started missing periods, or if she is, she's only missing them every other month. She hasn't missed them for 6 or 7 months. Get her on the hormones now. That's where the magic is for women.
And you said the timing is critical. You've said that before. How come?
The longer a woman, because, and I talked about this on the show, when we did just recently, and you know, I can't remember.
I remember, but
you know, no one knows why. But the longer a woman waits and goes further down the menopausal trail, the less effect or benefits are seen from hormone replacement therapy. In fact, if she waits to be completely postmenopausal for, let's say, a year or two and then gets on, they can actually cause problems. But if she gets on right away while she's going through menopause, she's still perimenopausal, it not only confers all these great benefits, but the risks are also minimized dramatically. Now, I have my own theories why that is, and my theories really don't matter. But the fact remains that now is the time for her not to go for the unnatural approach like black cohosh and all these supplements, but go for the natural approach and replace those hormones. That's the natural approach. She's low in estrogen. You're not going to take black cohosh because she's low in estrogen, right? If you were in an environment where it had inadequate amounts of oxygen and someone said, okay, we're going to pump helium in there for you, that wouldn't do the job. You need oxygen. So pump oxygen in there. She needs estrogen. She needs progesterone. She needs testosterone. Those are the natural alternatives. Everything else is unnatural.
Someone said to me yesterday, well, doesn't estrogen cause breast cancer?
No, it doesn't. Look, some cancers depend on oxygen. So does oxygen cause cancer? Or is it causative or it's corollary? If estrogen caused cancer, then every 15 to 21-year-old girl would develop cancer because that's when your estrogen levels are raging.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. What causes cancer? Lots of things. Primarily inflammation, a change in the apoptotic landscape, blah, 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 blah. And does estrogen fuel the fire? Possibly. Does oxygen fuel the fire? Possibly. So you're gonna get rid of estrogen, you're gonna asphyxiate yourself because those two things help cancer grow. Those two things help healthy cells grow too. That's it. No, estrogen is not causative, it's corollary. Now, once you have cancer, yes, estrogen can promote the growth of certain types of cancers, but so do other things. So
and
do growth factors.
Don't heavy women have more estrogen in their bodies?
And see, and this is the other problem. Heavy women who have lots of fat cells not only produce more estrogen in their fat cells, but also store and release synthetic estrogens that they've come in contact with over the years in the way of pesticides and chemicals, and also phytoestrogens. All that stuff is stored in fat cells. Your fat cells release it. So is it the natural estrogen that's causing the cancer? Is it the xenoestrogen that's feeding the cancer? Is it the phytoestrogen? We don't know. The truth is no one knows. So estrogen is blamed, period, end of story.
Mm-hmm.
The same way androgens are blamed for men's prostate cancer. If androgens cause prostate cancer, every 17-year-old hyperpubescent boy with a stronger right arm than left arm, and you know what I mean by that, would have prostate cancer when his testosterone levels and his growth hormone levels and everything are just raging. But they don't develop prostate cancer, so how can it be the androgens? How can it be the testosterone? How can it be the DHT? There's something more afoot. And suppressing these hormones, in my humble opinion, is not the smart way to handle it. The smart way is to find the real cause. But that's up to the medical orthodoxy. Do you have anything else?
No, I don't.
I have one thing, you know, to kind of just a little... We got a really nice email, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, from Rita Nistler, who had a question for me, and I answered it. And she said, thank you so much. I love your show. I'm a genetics and cell biology major and have worked for a biotechnology company for 20 years. So I have a pretty strong background in biological sciences. I have been very impressed with your knowledge of the numerous proteins and hormones in the body and how they interact with each other. There have been many times while listening to your show that I've had to chuckle at how you asked the very question that just popped into my head, and I appreciate that. I've gotten lots of compliments over the years that I ask good questions. And the only reason why I ask these questions is because I'm very inquisitive.
Yes, you are. He asks me questions all the time.
My mother used to get annoyed with me. Stop asking me so many questions, she'd say to me.
Did she?
Yeah. But anyway, I really appreciate the compliment, Rita, and I appreciate you listening to the show. And all I can ask is those of you out there who like the show, help spread the word. Because there are other shows out there who are promoting fried food as real food. But you won't get those lies here. And for those of you out there who have sent me emails about raw food, I did a show just recently about catching fire, how cooking influenced human evolution. And some people said, well, I thought you were all for raw food for pets. And I am. There is evidence that pets can't cook their own food. Ha ha ha. So I am absolutely, and I disagreed with him when he said, you know, if you put cooked food and raw food in front of a dog or a cat or an animal.
Chimpanzee.
But that's probably because they've eaten cooked food in captivity. And also maybe the cooked food is a novelty to them in the wild. We don't know that answer. I'm sorry. Now, 2.5 million years of cooking food. Is it possible that we've developed polymorphisms where cooked food is actually more beneficial for us? That's possible. I don't believe animals do better with cooked food. I'm sorry. And it wasn't my job to challenge him. I did challenge him in the beginning about a lot of things about raw food and cooked food because I feel that without knowing the body composition of the individuals and the animals eating the raw food, were they losing fat and gaining muscle or maintaining muscle? He didn't have that answer. When I said, well, losing fat, body weight in a vacuum doesn't tell us anything, he agreed. And I would agree with the raw foodies out there that, you know what, we don't know the answers completely, but I disagree that animals do better with cooked food. And even if Dr. Pottinger's science experiment did yield a taurine deficiency in these animals, which is what he pointed to, I still think animals, unlike people, have not captured fire and have not been cooking, and so they would not have the polymorphisms that maybe they can be adaptive to cooked food better, and such they do better with raw food. I do agree with that. So, anything else, Elisa?
No.
How did it feel to do Casual Friday today?
It felt great.
Yeah, huh?
The only thing is, I just want to talk about your glasses for a second. Yeah. I've been sitting across from you this whole entire time, and he has his reading glasses on, and they've got, like, the labels on them still. So yeah. I've been staring at the label, yeah. The mini pearl label.
Yeah. Well,
it looks cute.
I'm using these because I'm getting ready to undergo an experiment with Can-See eye drops.
Oh, that's good.
I've stopped using Can-See eye drops now for 7 months,
uh-huh.
And my eyes have gotten really bad. And I'm going to be working with an optometrist, and I think we've come up with a way to completely reverse presbyopia using Can-See eye drops and a therapeutic approach to eyeglasses.
I know. When I use Can-See eye drops, I see a lot clearer.
It's amazing. I can't wait to start using them again because now I have to remember to carry these things with me. And this is what happens if I don't use them. It just takes about 4 or 5 months, and then all of a sudden I'm reaching for reading glasses again.
Mm-hmm.
So the rigidity in my crystalline lenses returns when I stop using the eye drops.
That's interesting.
And as you can see, I'm not accustomed to wearing them. I leave the labels on the bridge. I'm figuring that I can bring them back when I'm done with them, maybe.
The label's still on. It looks cute.
Anyway, thank you for listening this week to the show. Thank you for listening to Casual Friday. We will have more Superhuman Radio for you next week. See you then.
Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.